Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, right now it's New York City here. It's pouring. It's just started to pour. And the heat is on. Well, the heat is a little lower, I guess, because it's raining, but we've had some hot days here in the city. And because of these hot days in the city, people, of course, are going to the beach. And there's a different way of going to the beach these days as New York City. Well, we're known for having the Staten Island Ferry that takes you from the borough of Manhattan to the borough of Staten Island, and then the ferry that takes you to the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island. Well, this ferry system is along the Hudson River. But now the East River is getting their share of New York City's ferry system, as the ferries have been provided by a company called Hornblower and are going along the East River in different areas. And the first one that came up was in Rockaway, where the beach is. And yes, so, well, it's been a crowd, a pleaser for sure. We're going to be talking with Madelina Phillips from the New York Ferry System. She's the director of development, and she'll be telling us all about this. But, of course, you know that has to be a message from one of our sponsors.
Hey, Martha. Why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms, eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronnie Brook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal, or milk may get past your eyes. But certainly not homogenized. Ronnie Brook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, let's talk about the ferry system. Hello, Madelina. How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing well, Merle. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, well, let me tell you, this is, it's been absolutely overwhelming with the ferry, hasn't it?
It has. We're off to a great start, that's for sure.
Okay, I don't know what's going on here. My neighbor just walked in here. He doesn't realize I'm on the radio right now, doing a radio show. And then he walks in here. He has a key to my house, because if there's a, especially if there's a problem or whatever that I have. So he walked in, he goes, knocks on the door, and he has a police department. And I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? Okay. But let's continue with this.
Well, come and join us. Tell him about the ferry.
Yes, what's the by the way, I have to tell you that I've been dying to, like, I want to go to Wall Street and
okay.
where the people are waiting and say, excuse me, how many people here think the ferry was built simply for you to go to the beach?
It is quite popular. Rockaways is actually in demand with exceeding numbers for the summer because it's beautiful outside. It's also a fantastic way to see the city. So some people, you know, jumping on the ferry just to enjoy the ride out there in the beautiful weather. So it's definitely come down to the dock for the ferries. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, but they don't seem to understand. Everybody's complaining. Nothing is ever good enough. But they're complaining, and I'm going, you don't get it. This ferry was built because we have people in the Rockaways that got to go to work.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, they think, oh, no, it's just built just for them, just to go to the beach, that's it. Anyway.
Well, it's built for everybody in New York.
Oh, it's built for everyone. What? The tourism, as a matter of fact, I'm doing some articles on the tourism part itself.
Okay.
On how to hop the ferries and where to go and where to eat and things like
great.
That. But let's get to what how did this all come about? How did Hornblower get the account,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about it. So the New York City Economic Development Corporation did a study. As you know, the East River Ferry had been existent, running for about 5 years. And that was kind of a pilot for the city to see how ferry service would work as a viable transportation method on the East River. So the East River Ferry saw overwhelming success for the 5 years that they were in operation. And then the City of New York and the New York City Economic Development Corporation decided to expand the service with additional routes. So in all, there's 6 proposed routes for the service. We have 3 active right now. We have another launching, the Astoria route, launching later this year. And then next year, we have a Lower East Side and a Soundview route. So really, the goal and the intent was to create a system that connects the communities and the waterfront communities and boroughs all the way from, you know, out from the Rockaways up to Soundview in the Bronx. So, you know, this is our first initial year. Hornblower won the bid in March of 2016. In a little over a year, we developed the entire system. We have 20 brand new NYC ferry vessels. They're catamaran style vessels, beautiful boats with, you know, the latest in amenities. We have charging stations on there. We have beautiful newsstand, which is a very, eclectic, concession stand that we have on all of our boats where you can get everything from, you know, local brewery beers and offerings, you know, from Rosé and Zinfandel and everything from, you know, unicorn hats, birthday cards you might forget. So really the conveniences are there. The vessels are absolutely gorgeous. They're catamaran style, so they glide along the East River. So it's a quite comfortable ride. Wi-Fi is coming soon aboard all of our vessels to make it, you know, accessible for everybody to stay connected on their commute to and from work. So yeah, in a nutshell, that was the goal, to create a system on the East River that will connect the waterfront communities and allow people as a viable form of transportation to start using ferries as a method of transportation. And what's really interesting about ferries, Merle, is that subways, and, you know, to expand the subway form of transportation, it takes some time to develop a subway and, you know, the construction period, whereas ferries, it's a lot quicker, and it allows us to be a lot more flexible in regards to adding ferries, adding different routes, expanding. So it's off to a great success so far.
Well, I see it, with the success, or should I say, overcrowds. Well, it's not the overcrowds, but it is, you know, this is not the size of the Staten Island Ferry. These boats.
No, they're not. Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah, we were contracted. Well, Hornblower won the bid 2016, so we started construction then. We were contracted to build the 150 passenger vessels. Which we've
Wow.
been on, and you can see them in the East River there. With the demand that we see now, we've actually changed the last three boats that we have under construction now are now 250 passenger vessels. So we've expanded the latest development of the ferries to include another 100 passengers on the boats there to help alleviate some of the crowds on that we're experiencing on the ferry.
Is the crowd, is the Wall Street Rockaway crowd, like, that's the biggest crowds of people, or
well,
is it just because it's the summer?
Yeah, I would say all of our routes are quite successful this summer. I would say the Rockaway route, it depends on time. I mean, if you're planning on leaving Pier 11 and going to the beach at 11 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be quite crowded. And if you're leaving the beach at, you know, 5, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., it's going to be quite crowded leaving, just like a rush hour. It's similar to that.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're making efforts just to direct people, you know, maybe if you can leave an hour earlier, if you can head out to, you know, the Rockaways at, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning and grab brunch out there and, you know, have a nice morning brunch and relax for a bit before heading to the beach. I mean, these are the solutions that we can provide to get people to and from without having to deal with the crowds. But it's similar to rush hour, Merle. You know, there's certain times where people, you know, the ideal time for them to get somewhere, and, you know, we're going to experience those crowds then.
So, now, because people, like, you know, sometimes, like, they miss the ferry because there's too many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and that's something that we're doing. We've actually been contracting additional vessels and also using some of our spare vessels as kind of a pickup. So we have some unscheduled pickups that we like to do in between just to alleviate some of those wait times for people. But the most information that we can say is plan ahead. We also offer an app, so that NYC Ferry app that's available in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. The app does provide real-time updates and information, so you can download the app, you can track the boats, you can see the boats where they are in real time, you can see, you know, when the next boat is coming. So it's helpful for people to start planning their trip in advance and kind of scheduling around, you know, those periods of high travel times.
So, and let me ask you, that's one of the things that I was looking at. In terms with the app, you could buy your tickets through the app. Am I correct?
Absolutely. You can buy your tickets.
Absolutely.
We offer a 30, yeah, absolutely. We offer a 30-day pass, which is you know, an unlimited 30-day pass. We also have a pass which includes a bike. We have, and then we have a regular ticket. You can buy as many tickets as you want. You can store them in the app. They're valid to up to a year from the time of purchase.
Well,
so
here's a question. Here's a question that I have for you. Let's say I'm going over to the ferry, not even, you know, whatever, an hour before, day before, I don't know. At what point can you buy a ticket for the app, on the app?
Oh, you can buy a ticket. It's when you activate a ticket. So you can buy many tickets in advance, and you can just hold
them
in your account.
Let me ask you the question that I'm trying to get to. What it is that I want to know, that if I have a ticket that I bought, and now I'm approaching, I go over to the ferry, and there are people still there. People come there, and they're about to buy tickets. Do I have priority on going on the boat before them?
Not from the time that you purchase your ticket. Unfortunately, it has to do with first come, first serve in regards to the line.
Okay, so it doesn't matter
first in line,
when
you buy the ticket. Yeah, because people can buy multiple tickets, and people have. It's similar to how the trains operate in New York. If a subway car is full, then you have to wait for the next one depending on when you get there. Yeah. So unfortunately, we don't have, designated or priority boarding for those individuals. So that's why we encourage everybody download the app, look at our real-time schedule, follow along where the ferry boats are. That can kind of help you gauge where you are. And also, time and preparation in regards to lines, knowing when the lines and the high times are. And also, we've been doing our part, too, with the relief boat. So we'll send out a relief boat if there's a large number of people waiting
at
a dock.
Okay, that was my question. Yeah, that was another question.
So we've been working with the EDC in the city to contract additional vessels throughout the summer when there's, a higher demand on the service and the service lines to act as relief boats. So there'll be unscheduled pickups during times of really high demand on the service. You'll see those boats come.
Okay. Now, then this first one, I did one trip just to see what it was like, which I thought was great.
How did you like it? Good.
It was wonderful. The thought I had was, hey, even if you don't feel like doing, going for a day in Manhattan, you get on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
In the Rockaways, for $2.75, you have an hour's ride. It's not going to be a tourist thing. They're not going to tell you any of the sights. What? You know what's there, and you get there, and you get off the boat, and as soon as you can, you get back on the boat, or just at Wall Street. Have a snack, or not even a snack. You don't even have to do anything. Actually, the best thing is then you get the opportunity to walk over to the South Street Seaport, walk around the South Street Seaport, get back and go back on the boat and go home. And you spend, and if you didn't buy anything, you spent $5.50.
It's fantastic. Yeah, and it's also a great way to explore other neighborhoods, Merle. So if you're coming from Rockaway, and our first stop from Rockaway, 43 minutes, into the trip is Sunset Park and Brooklyn Army Terminal in Brooklyn. So, from there you could transfer to our South Brooklyn route, and then that line opens up a whole world of possibilities in visiting Red Hook and Governor's Island during summer weekends. That line also starts Brooklyn Bridge Park, Pier 6, which is absolutely beautiful, Brooklyn Bridge Park. Pier 6 has great volleyball courts, basketball courts, gorgeous restaurants, walk around there. It also stops at Dumbo. From Dumbo, you could switch to the East River line. You could head up the East River. You could, visit those stops along there. You could go South Williamsburg, North Williamsburg. That line goes all the way up to Hunters Point South. In Long Island City, and then crosses over to 34th Street. So we also offer transfers in between our lines as well. So a transfer is valid for 90 minutes. So depending on where you're going, you can explore a whole slew of waterfront communities with your single ticket. So you can really make a day. You can have a good time exploring these waterfront communities.
Now the 90 minutes, is that 90 minutes from the time you first get onto the first boat?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Because the longest the longest trip that we have is 59 minutes. That's the Rockaway trip into Pier 11, Wall Street. So that gives you about 30 minutes to transfer onto another boat. Now, if you miss your transfer and there's usually a dock agent there, they can definitely help you. But usually we find that that's enough time for people to get 30 minutes to transfer onto the next route to get to where their destination is.
Okay, so it's, in other words, it's time so that I've come into Wall Street and the next, not the next boat back, but the next boat that I could take could be like only 30 minutes from when I get off?
To get on another, about 30, if the Rockaway, about 30 minutes to get on the next boat. So, for example, the East River that we have coming from 34th Street to Wall Street, which stops along, Queens and Brooklyn, that trip is 39 minutes. So then you would have about, you'd have longer to transfer on to the next boat. So depending on what boat, but we found 90 minutes is the time where people are satisfied enough to get from one boat to the other to transfer between their routes.
Okay. So in other words, if I wanted to kind of just do a tour, a self-tour,
mm-hmm.
I can get on the Rockaways and transfer up to the boats that go up the East River and, would just keep stopping. I can get on and off if I want or not or keep going.
So you're not transferring to another line. Yeah, it's about 90 minutes it's valid for. So
okay. So in other words, as opposed to let's say with the bus and the subway, you can get a transfer. You can go to only one transfer.
Mm-hmm. Same with the ferry, you get one transfer.
Well, that was my question. So you can only get
one transfer. One transfer on the route,
Okay, so you can't keep hopping them.
No, unfortunately, you can't hop on, hop up, hop off at each stop.
Okay, that's what I, when I was writing about this and saying you can get, you transfer to another boat, that was one of the things I was trying to figure out is can you, let's say you get off at, Wall Street, and then you say, okay, I'll go to here, get back on the boat, go to here, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, within 90 minutes before I actually take the boat that's going in the other direction.
That's right,
Okay, so in other words, we're clear that you're only allowed one transfer.
One transfer, yes.
Okay, okay. That helped because that's not an issue, but that people might take into consideration. Not that it's bad, they'd say worst case scenario, shell out another $2.75.
Do you think they're going to 30-day unlimited passes, so if that's something that there, a lot of people, I've been down there at the dock and the piers talking to a lot of people, and some people take their bikes and they go for a bike ride around and then they come back and they transfer back onto the route line. I mean, as long as you're back within that 90-minute period, you're good to go.
Is Hornblower, are they going to promote, not Hornblower itself, but is the ferries, are they going to promote like you go to the website and maybe people who are out-of-towners or whatever, they don't know, on the website to see, let's say, what you can, when you stop at, say, Sunset Park, what's there to do? Maybe just name the restaurants and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we're actually working on as we speak. We have different landings outlined with the different things that are available in regards to transportation, like trains, buses, and bikes to get around the city. We also have a couple highlights of some, different establishments on our blog, which we're working on now. So if anybody's listening and has a local business that's close to the ferry line and, you know, is interesting and would like us to come out there and experience your business and create a blog about that, that's something that we do as well. And we're actually expanding our website currently to include, you know, community highlights. So different events, festivals, things that are happening within the community. And then also, you know, the local highlights that are there.
Okay.
So that's
and,
something that's coming soon for sure.
Okay. And to who would be handling that? The PR people here? There?
Yeah, directly to myself. Yeah, I'll take care of it. If you email me at m.phillips@hornblower.com, I'll be more than happy to get that ball rolling.
Okay. Because what I'm going to be doing, hopefully, like, I'm not... Even though I've been a Queenside for so many years, I'm not extremely familiar with the Rockaways.
Okay.
And just for people who are listening, it's still part of Queens. But
that's
I guess because it's a separate island, and unfortunately they charge you to go over the bridge. Which is the only, I think this is the only borough that does that, where you're going on a bridge within the borough and you have to pay.
Yeah, I think so. But, and that's why
but
it's
anyhow.
So popular this summer. Yeah, and that's why, you know, New Yorkers are just extremely excited about this service. And, you know, and that's what it has. You know, Merle opened up the possibility for a lot of, you know, Brooklynites and, you know, those city dwellers in Manhattan to get out to the Rockaways and explore the Rockaways because now they have a convenient form of transportation right in their backyard and they're there in an hour for $2.75. I mean, you really can't go wrong with getting out there and spending a day at the beach. There's wonderful things to do out there in the Rockaways. There's a, you know, an arepas bar that's actually so fantastic. It's probably the best arepas I've had, you know, ever. And, you know, just to get out there and explore those communities, see what's out there, see the local businesses, you know, you really can start making, you know, a day of it and really start staycationing in your own backyard. So it really opened up the possibilities for everybody to, you know, get around to these different neighborhoods. You know, another great neighborhood that we have off our South Bend route is Red Hook. You know, and it was devastatingly affected by Hurricane Sandy, and now it's in the point of revitalization. So you're seeing beautiful art galleries and restaurants and fantastic little shops and, you know, great places to really just get out there, spend the day, explore, see these neighborhoods, support your local neighborhoods. A lot of them, you know, are entrepreneurial-based businesses that are popping up in these areas. So it's really nice to be able to provide that connection so that people can get out there and explore them and really support these New York-based businesses out there. So, yeah, it's been great, Will, to be able to provide these transportation methods for, you know, everybody, not just Manhattanites, but people in Queens and Brooklyn and soon, you know, in 2018, the Bronx, to be able to, you know, connect a system and allow people to get to these waterfront communities. And originally, Merle, a lot of these communities were designated by the EDC as point landing points for the ferry based on the fact that they were, you know, quote-unquote transit deserts, meaning that a lot of these areas, you know, it was quite within a 1 mile distance, you know, didn't have the connectivity of a subway station or a train. So a lot of these, you know, neighborhoods were going unexplored. So it's great to provide those connections. You know, Sunset Park, the Brooklyn Army Terminal there, you can go to Industry City, another area that's, you know, undiscovered by many, but like so convenient to stop there, do your shopping, explore. So yeah, it's just great to provide this transportation for people.
So, for instance, like in terms of like with Brooklyn, where they, you can go to, now I'm getting, you can go to, right now you can go to Sunset Park, then you can transfer to one that goes to Red Hook. Am I correct?
That's right. Yep. You can, the Sunset,
okay,
if you're coming from the Rockaways, the Sunset Park, Brooklyn Army Terminal stop connects both the Rockaway line and the South Brooklyn line, so you can transfer between routes there. Pier 11 is our hub where all ferries come and go, so you can transfer to any route from Pier 11. Also, another big connection for people is Dumbo, Brooklyn Bridge Park Pier 1, where the East River and the South Brooklyn line connect. And both of those lines have been going to Governor's Island during summer weekends. So that's another popular destination on the ferry line for the summer months to get out to Governor's Island. You know, spend a day out there, play some baseball. They have beautiful hammocks hanging from trees. Just, you know, people who want to get away, and it's like basically in your own backyard. You can explore this island park, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Okay, well, the question I've been trying to ask.
Sure,
is, okay. In terms of what I've been trying to ask is that in terms of you can go to Sunset Park and you can go to Red Hook. Now, and you said now you can go to Dumbo as well at this point or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So,
okay. So
do you want me to run down the destinations that
No. I'm leading to some questions. That's
gotcha.
What I'm trying to do. Were any of the ferry landings, were they all available in the first place? All of the ferry landings
that go in
Brooklyn?
The city and the Economic Development Corporation are building 19 new landings. So some of these
are
new landings.
Okay, how many did they build already? How many did they build already in Brooklyn?
Oh, Marilyn, I'm sure of that. I'll have to get back to you with that answer of how many were existing versus how many are brand new on the Brooklyn side.
Okay. Now, if they didn't, please let me finish. And if they didn't, if there were landings already there, what were they being used for?
Sure. So many of the landings in Brooklyn were there already because the East River Ferry was in operation there. So Greenpoint, North Williamsburg, South Williamsburg, Dumbo, they had landings, Governor's Island, Wall Street, because that was already an existing route. New landings are at Sunset Park. Another new landing is Bay Ridge that was developed. These are areas that did not have ferry connections in the past that do have ferry connections now. You'll see the new landings popping up there.
Okay.
So
here's the other thing in terms of people living in Brooklyn. When people in Brooklyn were going to go to the beach, it was typically not to go to the Rockaways, but to go to Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
The location of where Coney Island is, it's not like you can, there's no place you can get off the boat and you're in Coney Island.
Right.
And so I'm curious to see how many people from Brooklyn are making their way to go to the Rockaways instead, rather than either drive to Coney Island or take the bus or train, et cetera.
Yeah, that's a great point, Merle. I'm not sure of that number, but that's a great point that I'd be interested in seeing.
Yeah, you don't have to get back to me today, but I would love it if you get back to me at some point as to, you know, what has been the result of people going from Brooklyn, just Brooklyn itself.
Sure.
To the Rockaways.
Yeah, I will find out, and I will definitely let you know, Merle. But as you know, like I'm assuming it probably has, because for $275, Merle, you can't go wrong. And you know, to go from somewhere like a Bay Ridge or Sunset Park over to the Rockaways, we've made that connectivity extremely easy and cost efficient for people to do that. So, Rockaway itself, we've heard from a lot of businesses and the local community in Rockaway that they have seen an uptick in, you know, beachgoers and the tourism and people coming in to explore for the day. So we know that it's making an impact, but we don't have final numbers on exactly what that impact has been to date of right now.
Okay. Well, of course, the other thing is that in terms of the Rockaways, because I've been doing exploring some of the Rockaways, some areas. Mm-hmm. And, for instance, now there's this area that I guess Beach 96, and which I'll be going to hopefully on Monday. But what I'm aware of pretty much in that area are two particular restaurants, you know, full-service dining restaurants as opposed to, you know, a bar or, you know, that kind of a thing. I don't know if you've gone mm-hmm. to one of them. It's called Thai Rock, and the other
okay.
one is called
yep.
Uma's.
Very familiar with Thai Rock. They're good friends of the ferry.
Yeah, I've been there a number of times. And then, and Uma's, and have you been to Uma's?
I have not yet.
Okay.
Just
I'm throwing it in just for you if you want the opportunity. But Uma's has, what they did is they expanded themselves to have a concession as well, be part of a concession. So you're adding, you know, the tourism, the thing, you know, is building up on tourism by doing that. So that area has, you know, has been pretty big. What I'm trying to do is try to explore some of the other, I guess, big places. I understand that they're trying to build a hotel on 108th. Which is,
okay.
you know, you get off the ferry and you're there.
It's right there. Yeah, and one thing that we do have, Merle, for, you know, everybody to take advantage of in the Rockaway, once you get off at the ferry terminal, we also operate a free shuttle bus that goes up and down the Rockaways with various stops. For example, we do both an east service and a west service from Beach 108. So the east service goes all the way up to Beach Channel Drive 108, where Ferry Terminal is, all the way to Beach Channel Drive at 35th Street. And then same on the west side from our Ferry Terminal at Beach Channel Drive and 108. It goes all the way out to Rockaway Point Boulevard and, you know, Beach 169th Street. So it provides that connectivity also as when you get off the ferry to go up and down and really explore the Rockaways. And, you know, that experience continues.
Right. One of the mm-hmm. things that, in terms of a possible change, that over mm-hmm. at I think at 169th, I believe, that where Fort Tilden is.
Okay.
I don't know if
yeah.
you've ever been there. Okay. So at Fort Tilden, there are two places to visit, not just the Fort Tilden itself, but there's an Art Alliance and a theater.
Okay.
And the local theater is the Rockaway Theater Company. I have to call, they're more categorized as local theater more than community theater. I mean, it's that type.
Okay.
It's a lot more professional. I mean, if you go to a show, you know what I'm saying? And but the problem seems to be, they didn't say anything to me. I mean, I was just looking at the thing, is that it's that the shuttle only goes to there. Only during the weekday, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It loses, well, it doesn't lose. I'm sure they get a lot of people just from the Rockaways coming to the theater. But it would give people more of an opportunity. I know they can't see a show in the evening unless, you know, people want to stay over and, you know, there's a hotel or whatever. But at least there's not an opportunity for them to, let's say, go to the show, a weekend matinee show.
Got you. Yep. No, I totally understand what you're saying there, Merle. You know, the transportation we provide and the shuttle bus transportation is really to provide those commuters in the morning a way to, you know, in the evenings, a way to get to and from the ferry, to make it a viable form of transportation to and from. There's a lot of other ways, you know, we encourage our riders to get out and explore Rockaways, you know, bring your bikes, bring your rollerblades. get out there and explore. Ubers out there. So there's many different other forms of transportation that could supplement off the ferry to provide people the transportation to where they're looking to go out there in the Rockaway. Yeah.
Okay. No, I realize that, but I guess my question is, can whoever operates the shuttle, if there's can they do something in sync with it that if they're doing a show, to have the shuttle go there,
stop there. That's something that's my deal. I'll definitely take it back, talk about it, and see what we can do about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know the reason I say this, for instance, is that when people want to go to the Queen's Theater at Flushing Meadow Corona Park, what they do, if there's a show there, they provide a free shuttle from the subway to bring you back and forth to the theater. But they don't provide the shuttle like every day. They just do it in sync with when there's a show. So that's why I was wondering if there's, a possibility of them doing that. That out. So people from other than the people. So the people other than the woes and those people in the community would have the opportunity to go, because, and I'm looking at, say, people from Brooklyn and not necessarily people from Queens, or people saying, they're in Manhattan, Wall Street, and say, I want to go see a show, I'm going to go to that one in particular. But this would, get people, at least people maybe from Brooklyn, to go over there and not have to take their car, et cetera, et cetera. So I was just looking at that as a possibility. I guess at this point, because I'm going to be exploring Red Hook to see, if you got off, what's there in Red Hook. I had noticed until a few days ago, as I was looking at the area more and more, because I was looking at a couple of places, I said, here's great. You get off the boat, and there's this place called the Lobster House. I said, that's perfect. You get off the boat, and you have some, a lobster roll or something. And then I was looking, there was some place, not for me in walking distance, because I have trouble walking. Then walking distance where they make key lime, not just pies, it looks like they make key lime ice cream. Sandwiches or something. I said, that would be interesting for people to not just to get them, to even see maybe how they're made. Then also walking distance is there's a museum over there.
I think you're talking about Steve's Authentic Human Pies. Is that what you're talking?
That what?
On Van Dyke and Red Hook, Steve's Authentic Human Pies. That's what
yeah.
It's on Van Dyke. So it's right, actually, you're exactly right, Merle. It's within walking distance of our ferry terminal. They have mini key lime pies. They have dipped key lime pies on a stick. Absolutely. It's just another place, and I'm glad you brought that up, Merle, because that's a great,
But
local
there's also the other thing
the
other thing that I noticed, which I didn't before, is, and I'm not sure what the street is, but one of the streets, I guess, again, walking distance right near, you can go to three or four art galleries.
Absolutely.
One after another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Van Brunt Street has so many things to do, and new, beautiful art galleries, and, emerging artists, local artists. So, absolutely. It's fantastic. Yeah.
One of the things I'm looking to explore, when I say test it out, I want to say this. Now, I would have to, get into the Rockaways, of course, to do this. To get on, I take Accessoride. Are you familiar with Accessoride?
I am.
Are you familiar with it and how it works?
I am, slightly. Slightly, yes. Slightly.
Oh, okay. Basically, the whole thing is, if you travel within the borough you, you know, that you live in, that you're going to, if you're doing that travel from within the borough, there's also, you can also get what they call a taxi authorization, which basically means that you pay for the taxi and you send in the receipt and you get reimbursed minus the $2.75. Now, but if I'm going, let's say, from my house in Queens, if I have to go into Manhattan, there's no, I don't have that opportunity. There's no choice with that.
Oh. Okay.
So I thought to myself, well, what if I went to ferry? I took the ferry into Manhattan, and now because I'm in Manhattan, I can go from one place in Manhattan to another place and use a taxi authorization.
Okay.
In other words, never have to just keep using a taxi authorization and not have to be at the at the problems that result many times with accessoride.
Okay, I understand.
Kind of thing. So yeah. I'm going to test that out. But, of course, time-wise, it's going to be long because I'm now first – it's going to take just the hour alone just to get into Manhattan, which will be a very nice trip. There's great part. There's no traffic when you're on the boat.
Exactly right.
No, we're backed up. Well, you know, there's a ferry in front of us, and we have to wait. I don't think that you don't have to deal with that kind of a thing.
Yeah, and that is definitely a benefit of ferry transportation, is not having to deal with traffic, for sure.
Okay. Now, I have another question. In terms of people, can people bring food and drink on the ferry?
Sure, yeah. You can bring food, drinks on the ferry. You know, similar to a subway or train or bus, wherever
well,
you're going.
Well, not really. You may be able to bring it, but not sit there and eat.
Not eat it. Yeah, very true.
Yes. But on the ferry, you can, right?
Responsibly, you can. Yeah, absolutely. Responsibly, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Now, I'm glad you used the word responsibly, because my thought is if people, you know, who is expected to clean up afterwards?
That's right, yeah. Absolutely. We ask our passengers, you know, to take the disposable waste with them after you know, when they get to their destination and you know, to help, you know, really we're trying to create a community with ferry riders, right? Be respectful.
Right.
Be clean for the next rider. And we're trying to elevate the form of transportation and what public transportation is into, you know, a more comfortable, convenient ride. And that's what we're hoping, that the ferry riders are respectful of that and respectful of the rider community with their, you know, your fellow passengers. And, you know, everybody treats everybody with respect. And, you know, the destination will get from A to B. And, you know, everyone can enjoy themselves, have a great, relaxing ride. And, you know,
sure.
It's really just about responsibility and respect.
Yeah. Is there, by the way, do they have time, like the boat docks someplace, okay? There is time in between, approximately how much time is in between before that boat now can goes, say, back or whatever?
Between the offloading and loading, it's usually approximately about a 4-minute period. 4 minutes
okay.
Usually, you know, to offload, unload the new passengers and head back out there.
During that 4-minute period, I'm just curious, is there, I guess, if you want to call a cleaning crew or kind of thing?
Absolutely. We have a crew on board. They do run through the boat, you know, pick up anything that has been left behind behind from the passengers. Not that we're including, you know, encouraging those passengers to leave things behind for our crew to pick up, but we do have a crew on board to do a sweep.
Okay, because I noticed that when I went on the ferry, I mean, it's not necessarily bad, but, you know, but like the garbage can got, you know, really a lot of garbage went into that garbage can just on that 1-hour trip. And I thought to myself, I hope that they, you know, they keep
we call it, take care of it, dump it.
Get garbage dumped, you know. That was, you know, that was a thought that went in my head. Or is somebody making sure that, you know, that the bathroom has toilet paper, you know, that kind of a thing. Just, you know.
Absolutely. And that's what I think is the enjoyable thing about the, you know, the ferry transportation is that, you know, we have a crew on board. One of the reasons why Hornblower won the bid is that because, you know, Hornblower itself as a company, we're big on customer service and delivering a high level of service. So that includes, you know, constant monitoring of the bathroom and, you know, sweeping in between stops to ensure, you know, it's garbage, it's a comfortable environment for the next round of riders to get on and enjoy their commute to where they're going. So that's something that we take very seriously. And that we work really hard to hold ourselves to very high standards there.
Okay, that's I'm looking forward now. The one Astoria is August, right? That they're doing this.
Astoria is launching August. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so are they going to have some ceremony or anything?
We will have a launch ceremony for the route. Absolutely. We just don't have a date set for the route launches yet. That's something that the city is still working on deciding. Once they decide on the date, we'll announce it and we'll roll out our Astoria service. The Astoria
service will be fantastic. And I'll get sent a press release and
absolutely.
Invite to go there to cover this. Okay, because I want to make sure I cover all of this. This whole thing has been, as I said, been quite interesting, and I think it's not just good for the tourism of just people who live in New York City to get around, but people also that, especially when it comes to like, because people tend to. They go to Manhattan, they go to New York, and they think Manhattan is it. That's it. Mm-hmm. And this would give people an opportunity to go to different places in different boroughs, some of which are one of the things that I'm also going to figure out is in terms of transportation-wise once you get off the ferry is getting from the ferry to the Museum of the Moving Image, which is also a big... you know, play. So those are the kinds of things that I'm also looking at to promote, you know, to get, as I said, with people who can see more of New York City and kind of make it easier by hopping on the ferry.
Absolutely.
I have a friend who lives on the Upper East Side who won't take the trains. And I said, I'm looking at the thing. I said, you know, here's a great idea. I said, hop the ferry mm-hmm. and meet me down on Wall Street. And
yep.
we'll do something.
Exactly. And We have a stop 96th Street coming on our new routes next year. So it'll connect your friend right there from the east side. So I'm happy, Merle, that'll bring you guys closer together.
Well, it's also that it just means this way I don't have to schlep into Manhattan.
Well, I'm happy that we can provide.
Well, you know, that's going the other way. It'll be a nice ride, going into Manhattan. But anyway, so is there anything else that you want to share about?
I
have one more question.
Sure.
I knew I had another question. I saw something that said that gave people an opportunity to go on a Hornblower cruise or something for 30 minutes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure I do, Merle.
Okay. I can't find it again. I had seen something that had to do that if you took the ferry that you would get a 30-minute tour or something like that, or I'm not clear exactly what it was, and I was trying to find it. Okay.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I can't think of what that would be, but
Hornblower, you know, we do have Hornblower Cruises and Events in the city as well as that operates as a separate company out of Pier 15 that does do harbor tours and tours the East River. So perhaps that.
Okay. No, I was just curious about that, because the reason I said I was asking is because I saw it someplace and then I couldn't find it. But okay. All right, so what I'm gonna do is also at some point I'd like to experience a hornblower tour.
Sure, we'd love
to have
you.
And write about how good is the food, or that whole kind of thing. You know, with hornblowers.
Yeah, absolutely, Mom. I'd love to get you on a cruise with Hornblower. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your calling in. I think we've gotten a lot, and I'm looking for. I don't know if any of you guys have even seen all the articles I've written already, but
I have. But I've been keeping up to date, Merle. Thank you so much. No, and we really appreciate the support you've been giving us. That's fantastic. So
and by the way, another one went to an out of town paper as well.
Oh, okay.
Just a paper in Rochester. So you know, people come to New York, they come going to a show, whatever, they can see that there's this ferry system, you know, going around. They don't have to just go. You know, the Erie Canal is nice, and we got one here.
Right. Absolutely, Mel. That's great. Thank you. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, too, have been learning about the system and, you know, visitors coming to the city, you know, to visit. They've been trying out the ferry system, too. So it's been serving New Yorkers and beyond. So it's something that we're really, really proud of. And, you know, we continuously hope to improve and expand the system and, you know, keep connecting these waterfront communities and cutting down on people's commutes and providing them a comfortable and relaxing way to travel. And we're just going to keep on doing what we do.
Great. All right. Thanks again for calling in. And if I have any other questions, I'll email Josh, I guess. I'm right.
Great. Thank you so much, Merle, for the opportunity. This was fantastic.
I have a great day.
You too, Merle. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, let's see. I got a other spot.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these absolutely wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. The problem right now for me, well, it shouldn't be a problem, but they made something else. They made cookies, and they made chocolate mint cookies that are by far better, can't be beat, far better than the Girl Scout versions. So, and it's hard for me, you know, you can't eat just one. But anyway, so, all right, so I'm going to end the show, and everybody have a, you know, great day, evening or whatever, and, you know, when you come to New York, really, hop a ferry and have a great experience over chicken. Yeah, they took a nap. My cat did. Heard one of them coming.